Buenos Aires is a wonderful city. I would say that most businessmen in Argentina do speak some English and are often quite eager to practice their English on you. If I were you, I would try and speak Spanish to them. Argentines have this peculiar form of Spanish that's quite a distinct beast from Latin American Spanish in general, or the lisping Spanish you hear in Spain. I would say that a translator is not necessary for business meetings. If you are, however, trying to speak to someone maybe in the government, which is very hard to do, I should point out, then I wouldn't expect them to speak any English at all necessarily. I've often found myself at meetings where the family photo album comes out, and it's been pointed out to me that business will effectively start at our next meeting. Often business people adjust for the fact that you're a foreigner and will try and turn up on time. However, it's not uncommon for people to be half an hour late to meetings. I would suggest that as a foreign businessman, you do try and turn up on time, just in case the adjustment has been made for you. It's rather awkward at business meetings between foreigners and Argentines, because the shaking hands versus kissing greeting is, you have to sort of play it by ear very much. If you're a woman, I would say that you can probably expect to be kissed on one cheek rather than both cheeks. I have seen Argentine men kiss each other at business meetings, again, just one cheek. Although shaking hands is probably more common, and as a foreign businessman, you probably wouldn't be expected to kiss another man on the cheek. Business cards are often handed out at the beginning of meetings. You should, of course, offer yours back. I shouldn't worry too much if you don't have one. It's quite a relaxed sort of ritual. Business meetings are fairly relaxed in Argentina. Play it by ear in terms of how hard to push to get a decision made at the meeting. Argentines, I would say, are quite stubborn people, or can be, and it's often better and more efficient to be very gentle when you push to approach a subject rather than to make a big deal out of something. Buenos Aires is a wonderful city. I would say that most businessmen in Argentina do speak some English and are often quite eager to practice their English on you. If I were you, I would try and speak Spanish to them. Argentines have this peculiar form of Spanish that's quite a distinct beast from Latin American Spanish in general, or the lisping Spanish you hear in Spain. I would say that a translator is not necessary for business meetings. If you are, however, trying to speak to someone maybe in the government, which is very hard to do, I should point out, then I wouldn't expect them to speak any English at all necessarily. I've often found myself at meetings where the family photo album comes out, and it's been pointed out to me that business will effectively start at our next meeting. Often business people adjust for the fact that you're a foreigner and will try and turn up on time. However, it's not uncommon for people to be half an hour late to meetings. I would suggest that as a foreign businessman, you do try and turn up on time, just in case the adjustment has been made for you. It's rather awkward at business meetings between foreigners and Argentines, because the shaking hands versus kissing greeting is, you have to sort of play it by ear very much. If you're a woman, I would say that you can probably expect to be kissed on one cheek rather than both cheeks. I have seen Argentine men kiss each other at business meetings, again, just one cheek. Although shaking hands is probably more common, and as a foreign businessman, you probably wouldn't be expected to kiss another man on the cheek. Business cards are often handed out at the beginning of meetings. You should, of course, offer yours back. I shouldn't worry too much if you don't have one. It's quite a relaxed sort of ritual. Business meetings are fairly relaxed in Argentina. Play it by ear in terms of how hard to push to get a decision made at the meeting. Argentines, I would say, are quite stubborn people, or can be, and it's often better and more efficient to just be very gentle when you push to approach a subject rather than to make a big deal out of something.